This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with me, Shazana Mokhtar, and Wong Xiaoning. It's 7:06 in the morning, Wednesday, the 19th of January. But first, as we always do at this time of morning, we recap how global markets closed yesterday.
Well, basically, it was a sea of red because the Dow was down 1.5%. S&P 500 also down 1.8%, while tech-heavy Nasdaq crumbled down 2.6%. Meanwhile, in Asia, Nikkei was down 0.3%, Hang Seng down 0.4%. Shanghai was the only market up. It was up 0.8%, while the Singapore Straits Times was down 0.2%. And of course, we were closed
yesterday for the Thai Pusum holiday. That's right. So joining us on the line for thoughts on what's moving markets, we speak to Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group in Sydney. Jack, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Nasdaq is down 2.6%. They're selling across big tech from Apple to Microsoft. Help us understand what's happening with markets right now.
Good morning. And what a start. I mean, it's been a volatile early start to January. And you're right. It's been an absolute tech sell-off in the last couple of days. And last night was a brutal night for growth and tech investors. Look, we're approaching earnings, and I think, you know, the market's a bit concerned about what type of earnings we're going to see, what the cost of production is for some of these growth companies, whether they can maintain these high growth rates. And it's that lingering word again, inflation, you know. So wages seem to be quite sticky throughout the US economy. The market is concerned about rising rates. It's concerned about the Fed removing some of that liquidity from the market. And that's all leading to what we're seeing in terms of a big tech sell down. So I think the market needs some maturity here. And the only way it's going to get it is from earnings calls. So we're going to see some of the big tech players, some of these growth stocks report next week after we see the banks this week. And that's probably the only thing that can underpin this market. But at the moment, it has certainly been a tough start. And this week has been, you know, no releasing pressure for investors. So yeah, we wait and watch, I guess.
But Jack, where do we hide? I mean, even U.S. Treasuries are climbing with 10-year T-bill yields up 5%. Should we, you know, where are the safe havens, or actually, is this an investment opportunity?
Yeah, look, I still think buy the dip's going to work for you in 2022. But you're right. Is there is nowhere to hide at the moment. I mean, Bitcoin being a safe haven asset, that certainly hasn't proved to be the case in the last 3 to 4 months. You know, gold's been intepid, and you refer to bonds. So, you know, everybody, if you're flying out, you're flying the cash, and that cash still yields you pretty much nothing in a bank in terms of interest rates. So it is definitely a risk-off environment for the moment. And I think investors around the world are waiting to see what earnings. I mean, remember, when we buy stocks, we're buying companies and companies that do business. And we're going to get a really good look at how their businesses have gone in this rising rate environment, or this, you know, supposed rising inflation environment. And that's really what's going to tell us how they're looking for the next 6 to 12 months. So it's a weighed approach, from my opinion. I certainly haven't been, you know, aggressive in buying in this market. But I haven't, you know, taken, you know, any, I guess, any moves to reduce the cash. I'd like to see what we see out of some of this reporting season out next week, and then we'll make a better adjustment from there and a better decision, or a more informed one.
Can I ask you about oil, Jack? Because we have seen oil soar to about $87 per barrel, levels that were last seen, you know, five, six years ago. Are demand supply conditions so favorable to this commodity, or is this the inflation trade?
Look, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, the world economy is re-beginning, right, or restarting up. So, you know, you're going to have, you know, oil, regardless of where we're moving in terms of clean technology, it's still a big part of the global economy. So there is some demand. But I also believe that a lot of what's happening in oil is also supply pressures. I mean, you know, we've seen a Biden administration that's shut down oil pipelines and you know, is moving aggressively towards renewable energy, which is a good thing in the long term. You've also seen OPEC-producing countries and major producing countries not being very friendly in terms of supply. So a lot of what we're seeing in terms of the oil price is, yes, an inflation trade that people are moving towards, but there are also massive supply constraints. You know, you haven't seen really OPEC, you know, build oil supply in the last couple of months to help out the global economy. You are seeing, you know, massive weather issues that are occurring, and you're seeing governments around the world move towards renewable energy quicker than we ever have and push aside the old oil. So in the long term, that's going to be great. But in the short term, this is as much as a demand as a supply issue, and that probably might continue. What I believe will happen at some stage is, you know, price will weaken demand. And, you know, every time we've started to see a pop through this area, we've saw it come back down. But yeah, there are a lot of things going on with energy and not just demand issue at this point in time.
Jack, sorry, I want to pick your brain on the latest deal that has just popped out on Bloomberg, which is Microsoft buying the Activision, the game producer, for $68.7 billion, the biggest ever acquisition by Microsoft. Do you think it's a good or bad deal?
I mean, everyone I talk to is gaming at the moment.
Are you?
No, I'm not. I haven't got into the gaming craze. This is the long-term trend. I mean, this is a long-term social trend. You know, gaming continues to increase. It's different forms of gaming. And who's to doubt what Microsoft does? You know, their acquisitions sometimes in the short term, we don't completely understand them, but they've worked out for them significantly in the long term. They must see something good in this. And I mean, there's a lot of users here. There's a lot going for. I mean, gaming is continuing to change. You've got to remember that 5G is really going to reduce the latency in terms of gaming and really introduce it to the globe. We're talking about, you know, the metaverse. We're talking about 3D. There are a lot of things going for gaming, and Microsoft obviously sees that. And I think it fits into the suite of their products. They've talked about, you know, moving more aggressively into gaming. You've obviously got Microsoft Xbox. They want to put gaming on smart TVs. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a great acquisition for them in the long term. You know, whether they overpaid the $68 billion is hard for me to say right now. But, you know, Microsoft rarely gets it wrong. And I don't think Sachin's got it wrong here in terms of Activision.
So this week, we're going to see U.S. corporate earnings focus mainly on large banks like Goldman Sachs and Bank of America. How much of a barometer for U.S. economic recovery are those results going to be?
I mean, we saw Goldman Sachs last night. I mean, look, Goldman Sachs is an investment bank. You know, it's not like it's, you know, a retail bank sitting there and providing loans to everyday Americans. They have some of that. Trading revenue, I don't think, is going to be a great barometer of where the U.S. economy is going. Someone like a Bank of America, I think, will be, you know, will tell us, you know, new loans, how far people are behind on loans. They're really great barometers on the health of the U.S. economy. So, you know, Goldman Sachs for me is not the big one, but Bank of America certainly will, and some of these retail banks. And then, you know, I want to see what, you know, how Google's numbers are, you know, how their advertising numbers are, how Facebook's advertising numbers are. They're going to tell us what small businesses are doing in terms of markets, in terms of their growth prospects. And that's really going to give us a gauge of the health of the U.S. economy. So they're all important, but, you know, Goldman's to pick out isn't a very big, important one for me in terms of the barometer of the U.S. economy. There's a lot to play out here, and it's going to be a very, very interesting couple of weeks for markets.
True, but I do want to highlight a point, though, about Goldman's numbers, and I think they reported record high annual expenses due to soaring compensation and benefits costs. Now, we've been talking about the great resignation and again and again and again, but are we going to see more of this reflected in Wall Street numbers as many companies or more companies report higher expenses as a result of labor costs?
I go back to Goldman's. I know they did report that. And I mean, a lot of it has to do with, you know, profits and rewarding, you know, employees for, you know, awesome merger, you know, record mergers and acquisitions. I just think in terms of rising, soaring costs, Goldman's is not the perfect example of what we want to see. I want to see some of these manufacturers. I want to see some of these consumer discretionary and see, like, companies like Walmart report to really understand, okay, what are soaring wages costs doing for these businesses? Goldman, you know, can be looked at. I just don't think it's the centerpiece. I think there's a lot more to follow that'll give us a better gauge of, you know, how sticky wage inflation is and how much of an issue it's going to have on some of the barometer companies that deal with the everyday, you know, US Americans that are, you know, that are that are the epicenter of this consumer economy.
All right, Jack. Thanks very much for your insights this morning. That was Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group, talking to us about some of the trends and themes that are going to be affecting markets this week and beyond. All eyes on earnings and the kind of patterns that we can glean from the different earnings reports.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.